Red flag, girls who talk about big dicks. Girls who love cocaine. Girls who fart in front of you.
Come under the covers, and then you fart.
And then you laugh in her face. If she drinks beer, daddy issues. If she has ever been a stripper. Chicks who swear a lot. Girls who work at tanning salons.
Who was the girls in tanning salons? This is insane. Girls who
She drives like a man.
And drives with one arm.
Virgins who will take it in the ass and still claim to be a virgin.
Welcome to the Inner Confidence Podcast, where we bring you men's dating and lifestyle advice that doesn't suck. I'm your host, Robbie Kramer, a former collegiate golfer turned poker pro turned finance guy who became obsessed with learning about male-female attraction and dynamics and passionate about teaching men how to improve and optimize their love life. Tune in each week and we'll bring you the latest and greatest strategies on how to get more dates, how to build a thriving social circle that brings the best men and women into your life, how to become a better networker, and how to design a lifestyle that makes all your buddies jealous. If you're new to the show, I recommend you download my first date protocol. It's the best piece of content I have. It'll help you optimize your first date and subsequent dates. And I like to connect with my listeners personally. So if you want to grab a copy of that, please send me a direct message on Instagram. I'm at Robbie_Kramer. Now let's dive into this week's content.
Yo, welcome back. We've got another episode of the podcast with my lovely co-host, my wife.
Hi.
So today we have a kind of fun episode because I'm going to surprise Maria here with a red flags list. Nice. Of who you should never marry. And this red flags list was compiled back in like 2014, 2015 in the Inner Confidence community from all of the moderators. These are guys that are really good with women, tons of experience, some married, some single. But we basically crowdsourced all the different red flags that you could find in a potential partner and put them into a very, very long list. So what we're going to do now, and I admit I took a glance at the list, obviously, before recording this, but I didn't look at it very thoroughly. And I want to see how many of those red flags that you, my dear, have. And if you guys are dating women with these red flags, it's a little dicey.
Or they get divorced after this episode or what?
If you're considering dating women with these red flags, we should talk about that. So she has not seen these red flags, correct?
Correct.
Swear to God?
Swear to God.
She's never seen these. So without further ado, let's dive into the red flags list. Don't date these women. And let's see how many red flags my wife has. Already too late since we're married. But yeah. So, number one. Well, first, let's talk about the red flags.
Will you share your screen?
No.
Or you just will read them?
I'll kind of paraphrase them. So, keep in mind, you, my friend, are a prime candidate to choose the wrong girl and feel anxiety, powerlessness, anger, regret, and all of that other bullshit daily if you pick the wrong girl. So how do you protect against this? How do you fend it off? Well, you have options, optionality, right? And having options makes it 100 times less likely that you're going to settle with a broken girl. In my experience, those guys without options, they marry disgusting low-life women. And those with options marry cool chicks. we're human and we're designed for companionship, right? If you're 31 years old and you've been jerking off alone for years, you're going to feel lonely and you're going to settle with whatever loser girl gives you love, you know, regardless of how many red flags appear. And trust me, you're going to make excuses for every one of them. So run for the hills if your girl exhibits these red flags. Disclaimer, you can have sex with whomever you like. Just don't date or seriously pursue or get frustrated when one of the girls listed isn't the cool sort of perfect chick. Ready?
Are there red flags for guys or only for
girls?
Of
course there's red flags for guys.
But why are we only looking for girls?
Because I'm not an expert on the red flags for guys.
I mean, I'll do the list, guys.
Okay, shoot.
Next episode.
All right, here
we'll
go.
See how much he has.
And so I'm going to ask you about each of these as we go along. All right. Okay. So number one, if she loves or drinks beer excessively.
Disgusting. I mean, I don't drink alcohol, but beer and vodka are the most disgusting drinks you can possibly find in this world. That's why, like, if guys drink beer, it's disgusting, but what can you do? But when the girl drinks...
For a girl to, like... And I'm not talking, like, craft beer or, like... But excessively drinks, like, Bud Light or Miller Light, or she just loves beer.
No.
Really big red flag. Usually those girls are going to have a lot of the other red flags on the list.
So funny. Yeah, it's bad.
Number two, if she talks about exes like a guy would talk about sports, that girl has issues.
I know. It's so annoying. I hate it. I mean, when you're, like, especially when you go to the first date, and the girl or the guy will start to speak, you know, and my ex-girlfriend, she was like, what the fuck? Why would you even, like, mention it? You're on a date with a new girl or a new
right.
guy.
Why are you bringing the baggage to the date?
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's definitely a red flag.
Right? You think that'd be a red flag for guys, too?
Oh, yeah. For anyone. Like, don't bring your old relationship. It's like no one needs them. No one interested.
For sure. All right, number three. If she makes hard right turns in life, like huge city change or career or spiritual changes, people who make these hard right turns are usually running from things, right? Like one day she's, you know, very much happy to be a church going Christian. And the next day she's like, I'm converting to Islam. That'd be a hard right turn. Like abruptly, right? Or
I feel crazy. I mean, I think if it happens like few times and you just change the city because you just nothing worked in the last city. And
there's nothing wrong with changing a city. That's
yeah.
probably not the best example. But
it's
like
not the best
changing
example.
From
just changing from something like radical, it's bad. Yeah, if you're like really Christian and you like believe in God and like next day you're Muslim or something, that's it's weird.
Or you're just normal and then next day you're super spiritual. And you
yeah.
had like an enlightenment and now it's like, oh, well.
It's blah, like blah. A personality disorder thing. It's
usually people that do those sorts of things, well, guess what? They're going to change their mind about you.
About everything. They change it about everything, of course.
Right. All right. Number four, you can't swear or cuss around her.
No, bullshit.
You can swear up a motherfucker around you, right, baby?
Oh, but we need to peep this.
Beep it? That's okay. This is a, you know, swearing friendly podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Number five, she insists on knowing what you two are / where this is headed after very few dates. No sex and no meaningful reasons to have this conversation, right? So it's like you've been on two dates, you haven't had sex, you know, it's like barely anything's happened. And she's like, what are,
no, I
where
know.
Are we going
I
with
know
this?
What's, why it's happening because they're not experienced. Had so much experience in their lives, that's why they always dream about this. And the girls who are more realistic and experienced, they know that's like it's not gonna happen unless you know you like build relationship and you like each other and everything is working out in the future.
Or
but,
it's the opposite where they're obsessing over finding you know the perfect partner and they're trying to weed out guys as fast as possible. So on the second date they're already like, so where is this going, what you know, what's your plan here? Right? These are girls who typically the biological clock is, you know, hyperactive.
Oh, yeah. Or like mm-hmm. the girls that's like 35 plus. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Number six. She has a ton of guy friends, but no girlfriends.
Yeah, that's weird.
What does that mean about a girl? She has a ton of guy friends, but no girlfriends. You have any friends like that? Well, obviously not. I mean, if you can't make friends with your own sex.
That's weird.
It's a huge red flag, right?
It's weird.
She has, number seven, she has no long-term friends. All of her friends are new friends, right? I mean, that's a pretty obvious one. If she doesn't have long-term friends,
but
she can't maintain a relationship.
Long-term friends, how long? Because
like, long-term, it's like multiple years.
But multiple years, how many? Like five? It's good?
Two, three.
Okay. Then it's good. I thought it's like from childhood or something because I don't have many friends from childhood. And
yeah, no, but you've got like Lisa and Sarah.
I have friends that I know for like 5 to 7 years. But
yeah.
Not more than that.
Okay. Let's see. Number eight. But so far you're 100% no red flags. Number 8, she has a weird relationship with her dad. Maybe she hates him, or he's cold, or judges her harshly. Basically, if her dad and her aren't super cool, you're going to pay for this. Daddy issues, very simple, right? If a girl has a bad relationship with her dad, she's going to have a lot of trouble with love in her life.
But it's the same for a guy. He has troubles with
mommy
his
issues,
mom,
of course.
And he will always look for not a good girl.
If your first relationship with your opposite sex parent, well, yeah, that is your first relationship of love, right?
Yeah.
And if that's screwed up, it's very difficult to date. You know,
you
people have to go through
like
a lot of therapy for that.
A lot of therapy. Yeah.
Number 9, if she fucked you on the first night, good luck, sir. What do you think about that one?
I mean, it happens, but it definitely happens not with the guy who you want to date and like create a family. Because with the guy who you really want to create a family, you will keep him first, like not so close, because you want to look for him, for his qualities and stuff.
It's an important point. If a girl really likes you, she's probably going to slow sex down.
Yeah.
If she doesn't really care about you, she's likely to just bang you on the first night.
And forget.
This was not one of the ones that I wrote particularly. I think it's possible to have a great relationship
if
you have sex
on
the first night. It just depends on the people.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think it's bad. I mean, you had like a crazy attraction. It happened. Like,
yeah.
What can you do? I don't think it's...
I think if you were to run like a poll of people who... have really powerful, or not powerful, very solid relationships. I bet most of them didn't sleep together on the first night, but it's
happens.
A hard one. It's hard.
Yeah, it's fine.
Number 10, if she's Russian and has expensive taste.
We don't like Russians.
We're not going to say that. My cousin's Russian.
But
we don't like the Putin regime, we could say.
Putin regime Russians.
Yes. But that's a political issue we're not going to get into. This is kind of a joke. But Russians, especially ones living in Miami, have a very bad reputation of being gold diggers and just, you know, into expensive bags and
they are.
All those sorts of things. You know, they're marrying you for the wrong reasons. So be careful.
I agree with the flag.
I'm going to get some heat from my Russian girlfriends listening. All right, number 11.
Why would you care about them?
I don't I mean, I care if they're offended and they're cool. I know some cool Russian girls.
I
but
know
not
some
ones,
cool
I don't know
Russians
any
too.
Cool Russian Miami girls. So that was the guy who wrote that was talking specifically about that type of girl. So number 11, if she doesn't link you in through some form of social media, like if she doesn't follow you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, she has a boyfriend, right? Like she's dodging you. She doesn't want you to see what's going on.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Same with guys, right? If you're dating a guy and he's not willing to like add you social media.
It's when he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Number 12, if she isn't ready to date or sorting her life out, she just finished a relationship. She still loves someone and is still dating them. And or is still dating them.
Agree.
Right? If she, I'm not really ready to date. I'm just, you know, I'm going through a lot in my life, blah, blah, blah. You hear that a lot with like online dating potential, you know, relationships. So, yeah.
And I mean, like, if she's not ready, why do you need her?
Right.
It's like obvious.
Mm-hmm. Next one. If she has ever been a stripper. Because 99.99% of strippers have also been a hooker at some point or another, right? Stripping is just a way to...
Was your ex-girlfriend a hooker?
Oh, yeah. Dated a few strippers, and they did the occasional oldest profession on the side. I mean, it's just a slippery slope, right? It's like, if you're already giving dances, what's the big deal? Like, oh, you know, the guy's going to pay me... you know, $1,000.
You know, but there
like,
are
whatever.
Some guys that want to like marry porn actresses. And well, it's weird, but you know, if they want, like, they can do whatever they want.
Sure. I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's a red flag.
For most of guys.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, for most of guys.
If she wants you to call her on the phone before you've had sex, Now, this doesn't apply to online dating because sometimes girls want to like hear your voice and make sure you're not a weirdo. But still, it's a little dicey red flag.
What does it mean? I don't understand. Call her before...
Like you meet some guy online or in real life and like you haven't had sex, but you're like, you want to talk on the phone all the time.
Talk on the phone?
Yeah. Like you want him to call you.
No.
It's like, it's a little too much.
It is too much. It's like sometimes when people do audio message for like 5 minutes, I don't want even to listen to this. It's like, you know,
it's
save my time.
It's an overinvestment, basically.
So, yeah. And better to still see each other in real life and speak than like, I don't know. Yeah, I agree.
The next one is chicks that get hyper emotional about meaningless sports, like the Bengals playing the Falcons in week 3, and she has no affiliation to either. So you get very emotional about Liverpool games. But, I mean, you're a crazy
fan.
Don't
say anything about Liverpool. like, you will have problems.
But that's, I mean, I don't know if that would qualify.
Yeah, but like, let's...
You don't get hyper emotional about if they lose a normal game. You're not like crying. You're just like, oh, that sucks. They lost. Right?
Yeah.
If they lose like the Champions League final... Then, you know.
I can cry.
You did cry when they lost that one. But I don't think that doesn't consider.
I support them for 7 years of my life.
Keep in mind, it says girls that get hyper emotional about meaningless sports games. You get emotional about meaningful sports games. So you get the pass on that. Next one. Girls
better be like me than like you support Lakers and never watch their games.
Hey, I watch them in the playoffs. Lake Show. Die hard.
You're such a, how do you call those people who?
A front runner.
You're a front
runner. Glore.
Is.
Girls who love cocaine.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
It's a dangerous one. next one. Girls who can't stop talking about their glory days in their college sorority. Probably all hoes.
What is the glory days?
It's like, back when they were in a sorority.
Sorority?
Yeah, sorority, you know, a fraternity and a sorority, like when you're in university.
I don't know those words.
When you're in university and you're with like you live in a house with a bunch of guys or girls.
We don't have this in Ukraine, unfortunately.
Well, basically anyone who's like, yeah, back in the day when I was so cool, like if they're more excited about like what happened in the past.
Yeah, and that's what's happening right now. Yeah, agree.
Girls who are into quantum physics. This is a ridiculous one. Probably too smart for you, so probably a red flag.
Why is it red flag?
I think that's just a silly one.
It's the same, like, girls that's like, how do you say, chemistry?
Chemistry. Now, quantum physics is, like, very, very advanced, like, the most advanced.
She works in the, how do you call, NASA?
NASA, yeah.
If she works in NASA, come on, you should be proud of your girl.
Of course.
Like, I think it's a cool
thing.
If
you're listening to this and you're dating or you've ever dated a girl who was a quantum physicist, then, you know, I want to know.
I actually seen a documentary about the space on Netflix, and there are like amazing team and the girls too. Like, I really like them. I don't think it's like it's.
I don't know how they are to date, but that somehow made the list. I didn't write that one. Next one. Girls with more than one cat.
I don't think it's a problem.
Multiple cats?
If you have two cats, we have two dogs.
Yeah, but we're two people. You had one dog, right?
What?
A girl with two cats.
Maybe I have large 70 pounds dogs. If I will have two little, really small cats, the girl with five cats can be a little bit
weird.
So
where do we draw the line? Three cats?
I think three cats is still okay because...
three cats is okay.
No, because like if, you know,
four.
A lot of people foster parents.
Foster, but that's different. You can foster cats.
And like you can foster, you can have your cat, you can foster two of them and like...
I feel like once you have more than maybe three cats is the line.
I mean, if you're like have a foster family for some animals or you like rescue animals and you... Like have it for a month until you find a house for it, you know, I think it's totally normal. But if you have like three or more cats, I mean, I love animals. I don't care. Like maybe it's red flag for you. I don't know.
I think the line is three cats. All right. If you have three cats, if you're dating a girl since three cats, well, that's a little dicey. All right. Next red flag. Girls who post selfies on Instagram of the beach pool of just their bikini bottom and legs plus the pool and beach view. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Where they take the photo like this mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, just their legs and their bikini mm-hmm. bottoms and mm-hmm. like the thing. Mm-hmm. I bet you do not have a single shot like that on your Instagram.
I don't, but it's normal. Like all my girlfriends do this.
Why don't you have it then?
I may have one in the story a long time ago.
In a story? That's different.
No, I would never post it in my profile feed, obviously. But I don't think it's... I don't like the selfies when the body is not looking good and it looks like two sausages.
Right.
And it's like, it looks weird. And like, why would you ever post it that makes you look not good?
That's why it's a red flag. It's a very specific
And like, if she doesn't understand that it looks bad, it's weird. Right. But like, there are a lot of girls who like have beautiful body and they just, you know, on the beach reading a book, they did like little picture of them reading the
I'm
book
talking about the very specific
no
leg
but like
shot.
If you like this reading the book and you make picture like this
oh that's a picture of the book I don't know
it's a good beautiful
I mean, this
body.
Is a ridiculous one. Next one, girls who ask you if you want to buy them a drink, obviously at a bar or a club. Would you ever go up to a guy and be like, hey, do you want to buy me a drink?
I don't drink, but I would never say this, but a lot of guys propose to buy
that's
a drink.
Obviously not what we're talking about here. That's
yeah, I would never ask. I would buy myself.
But... Any girl who's doing that is like, obviously you're not the first one that she's done that to. And she's clearly like
alcohol.
Manipulating and
no, it's
angling.
Bad. No, no.
Noah, doesn't you agree with me, right?
Hmm?
You agree with me,
oh,
right?
No, it's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, girls who get really offended when you ask them their age.
Really offended is how much?
Like offended, like pissed off. Like, how dare you ask me my age?
I know this, but like a lot of girls are getting a little bit offended because, you know, everyone wants to stay beautiful and young and, you know. Like,
well, you have to follow social protocol, obviously.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, how
old
are
you? If you ask a random woman, hey, how old are you? That's
yeah,
fucking rude.
That's rude. But if you have just a normal conversation and you know each other for a few days, then like, it's weird. And yeah, if she's really
like
getting
on a couple
of
dates,
off,
you're like, by the way, how old are you? And she's like, how dare you ask
no,
me?
That's bad.
That's a huge red
but
flag.
But you need to follow the social protocol
right.
to ask the age.
If you ask in an appropriate way and she gives you a very aggressive, angry, non-answer, that's
it's bad.
That's a huge red flag. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. The next one. Girls who you meet out while on a bachelorette party. They're just a waste of time. Any girl you meet on a bachelor. We saw what happened at the Austin immersion, mm-hmm. right? When
they just left.
I mean, they're not there for meeting guys. They're just there to like obviously support the bachelorette.
Yeah, but they party. They want to like what's
they want guys to like basically give them a bunch
it's
of stuff.
It's like what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. You know, they like mm-hmm. they don't want to.
Yeah. So avoid bachelorette parties. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, wow, look at all those girls. There's so much opportunity there. It's like, no, yeah. it's a bad waste of your time. Mm-hmm. Next one. Chicks who swear a lot are usually a problem.
I agree.
Like excessively
actually,
swearing.
I agree. And it's bad. Like I
it's trashy.
It's trashy. And like all people swear. I do. You do. But it should be like a...
An occasional thing.
Yeah.
Emphasize a point or...
Yeah, yeah. To like express yourself if you feel bad or... Yeah.
Right. Next red flag. Girls who fart in front of you.
I agree with that, but I think it's not even. Because
okay.
All guys fart and it's funny. It's cool.
Yeah.
And like, they don't
I
care.
Put my finger open.
I agree.
It's
like,
just really unfeminine.
First, it's unfeminine, and
like guys get a pass for that.
I could never do this because, I can't imagine myself doing this. Yeah.
Pro tip. So this used to bother me a lot. You know, if you start sleeping with a girl, eventually you're gonna want to fart in front of her because if you don't and you let like too much time go by and you never fart, then it becomes weird.
Yeah,
so
you can't.
After usually, I wouldn't do it the first time unless it just slips out and then you just laugh about it. But maybe the second time, you know, that you've slept together, you know, afterwards you say, hey, baby, I got a present for you. And then you like say, come under the covers and then you fart. And then you laugh in her face. And she's going to think it's funny.
No, I will beat you up.
I did that to you.
You didn't do this to me. Did your finger stupid?
Oh, the other thing is pull my finger. Hey, can you pull my finger real quick? Crack it for me. Right? So, otherwise you got to spend your entire relationship pretending to not fart.
But why you should spend, and it's so bad, but that I'm spending my entire relationship with you like this till the end of my life. It's
you don't.
It's
I mean,
fine.
Sometimes you let one go, but it's not like you're intentionally like, hey, you don't do that, right? You also, the next red flag, girls who burp really loudly.
I hate burping. And for me, it's actually, if the fart, I would agree, but with burping, I hate when guys burp too. For me, it's like it's total red flag for guys. It's like so disgusting. It makes me want to throw up.
It's
so gross. Yeah. Especially, you know, when like you are eating in this moment, somewhere in the restaurant or like somewhere else, and someone's burping. I can't finish my food. Like, it's bad.
All right, next red flag. Girls who hate their sisters.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you know, like, some sisters can suck. And, like, they hate the sister because not she is the one who is the trouble, because her sister is the one who is the trouble. That's, like, you can't judge the situation.
Well, it's your sister, so you should have...
If your sister stole from you 50 grand, how do you think? Will you love her?
I would probably forgive her. She probably had a good reason.
No, and she blamed that she didn't. And then she's telling everyone that you stole them and put it
on
her.
There's obviously exceptions to the rule.
No,
that's a red flag.
Because I know, like, literally a few situations.
But you like your sister?
No, I like my sister. But, like, it's not about me. Because there are some situations when your sister is a piece of shit.
Of course.
And a bad
human being. But we're not talking about outliers
here.
I'm saying, in general, girls who hate their sisters, it's a red flag. Right? If you're dating a girl and she's like, yeah, I hate my sister, I can't stand her.
No, but if she hates her with no reason because she's jealous and
right.
And then it's bad. But if the sister have done something bad to the family or personal to her, then she has rights to hate her.
All right, the next one, this could be a controversial one. Red flag, vegans, girls who don't like sushi, and girls who refuse to try new food.
I don't agree with that. Because it's your own right to eat food what you want. And no one can tell you it's bad or not. It's your choice. And if you refuse to try new food and you're vegan and someone tell you to try his meat, it's not bad. Or like new food, what? If like there is some...
Like you refuse to try anything new food. Like you try new food.
Of course, I always try new food, but like it's...
How many vegan friends do you have?
I know some.
But are you really close with those people?
Kaf was vegan. Simona was vegan.
Was. Isn't. Tried out vegan is different than vegan.
I wouldn't care what they eat. Why would they possibly...
It's a red flag.
No, I have vegan friend in Kyiv, actually. And okay. We meet for dinners all the time.
I just think it's a red flag because you're dealing... Look at Julie and her situation where, you know, they had a lot of... issues around
because
eating.
Because he was pushing her to be fully kosher and their kids too.
The point is, if you are not a vegan and you start dating a vegan, that's tough.
Look, our friend Mickey,
mm-hmm.
He's vegan. When we go to his place, he buys meat for us.
I think he's vegetarian.
He's vegetarian.
It's
like,
a big difference between vegan and vegetarian.
Thing,
vegetarians are not on the list. Vegans are on
okay,
list.
But the thing, if... This girl, she's vegan. She's vegan because she wants to be, and she doesn't care what you eat. If you can go to the restaurant and she can eat her vegan salad and you can eat piece of steak and she doesn't care because it's your own choice.
Well, good luck finding that vegan.
No, but it's what I'm speaking about. You cannot put the, like, everyone, like, not all vegans are the same. If, like, it's your personal choice.
You're not understanding what a red flag is. A red flag is be careful, right? If they have these signs, it means be careful. I'm not saying run for the hills. It's just a red flag.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't think it's red
flag. Fine. You're allowed to disagree. That's fine. What about, I mean, girls who don't like sushi? That's kind of a funny one. My friend.
Look, I hate corn. You know, the usual corn that you eat all the time?
Yeah.
You love.
That's not on the list.
No, but the thing, like, once I throw up from eating too much corn and I felt bad for 3 days, I was throwing up. I hate corn.
Okay.
Like, if someone had the same situation with sushi and it became red flag, I think it's
ridiculous. My friend has a theory that girls who don't like sushi don't give head.
Bubby, we will speak about astrology right now because it's already
going somewhere there. No, but listen, there's a point. Girls who don't like sushi, it's usually about the texture, right? And if they don't like sushi, they're typically like, ew, I don't want the dick in the mouth, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. That's his theory, not my theory.
It's ridiculous.
All right, number 30-something. Girls who don't like to work out.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, doesn't like to work out? Good luck. You're going to have a fat chick on your hands at some point or another.
I know a lot of really skinny girls and they eat like McDonald's every day. They don't do anything.
Yeah,
and they're
very young.
They're skinny, but it's like, it's not a good...
Just wait till they get older.
It's not just about weight. It's just not healthy.
Of course.
Especially if you like to work out. It's, you don't share the same hobby. It's not
right.
Cool.
Next one, red flag. Chicks who refuse to date their own race, in our experience, are always a bit off. Like, who hates their own people, right? Like, if you meet, like, a Thai girl who says, I will never date a Thai guy. It's like, kind of weird.
I don't think so.
You don't think that's weird?
I married an American.
Yeah, but you dated Ukrainian guys.
Yeah, I didn't like them.
Okay, but you still dated them.
I did, and I was like...
You don't hate Ukrainian men.
No, I like Ukrainian men. I have Ukrainian friends.
Right.
A lot of cool... I love Ukrainian people.
You did not refuse to date your own race. You dated many of them. You just married an American.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean the people... Like
they say,
like,
I will not date a Ukrainian. If you... Like, you would never like
no,
them.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just normal if you want to date other... Racist.
Totally normal, right?
Yeah. No, I agree on that.
You know, I preferred to marry a Ukrainian woman,
mm-hmm.
but I dated lots of Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I wouldn't say I preferred. I did,
mm-hmm.
right? It wasn't a preference. It's just what happened. Next red flag. Girls who always talk about their next trip to Africa to help starving kids. This is an aggressive one.
This is so bad. I totally disagree.
I mean, I think the point is like, if they're so focused on this mission, right, and they're all about their life purpose, that can be a little bit too masculine.
But if you're also on, you know, you have a client who also goes to Africa.
We're talking about women, not men.
No, but maybe he will like girl like this because it's there will be their mutual hobby.
Yeah.
Okay. He also goes to Africa. He has his own foundation.
Yeah, but doesn't always talk about it. It's girls who only talk about it.
Not
it's like
only.
All she talks about.
It doesn't happen.
You're not listening to
the
thing.
Never happens that the girl, you always talk about golf. Let's put you in red flags. Like, we're in the bath, you talk about golf.
You're not understanding.
You're
it's like that's all she can talk about.
It's what you do with
she's
about
like
golf.
No, I don't. I talk about everything.
Yeah, but it's...
We're talking about red flags right now. We're not talking about golf, right? It's girls who are constantly talking about...
You think she'll be on
them.
The podcast also talking about Africa.
Anyways. Next one.
I think people who want to help other people are great.
I don't... That's totally not what this is saying. This is somebody who's obsessed with their mission and
great.
It's a very specific
a
thing and they only talk about it.
They're right. Great
it's
people.
Kind of a stupid one. I agree. Next one. Red flag. Anyone who is dated down in looks and social skills by a huge order of magnitude.
I do not.
So it'd be like you found out that I dated a girl who was like hideously ugly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you dated some guy who was just like totally socially awkward
mm-hmm.
or weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be like, why would you date that person? A little weird,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Been married more than once. Red flag. I mean, that's kind
definitely
of...
a red flag.
I mean, I guess if you're in like your 60s,
yeah,
you know,
if you're in your 20s, or
20s or 30s,
or
been married 30s, more than once,
it's
definitely a red flag. If you're in your 40s or
but
50s,
but you know, the thing that we discussed already, it's only a red flag for a girl, for a guy, it's like
what, been married?
Yeah, more than once, and like kids after marriage. For a guy, it's not that bad that he can afford, you know. Help his family and like.
I just think it means you're jumping into things a little too quickly.
You know? I mean, everything can happen.
I mean, obviously,
if you have two husbands before and both of them cheated on you, it's like,
yeah,
it's not your fault.
For sure. I mean, this one, maybe it's been married more than twice would be a better one. Right? Maybe this is a little too harsh.
But it can happen.
Obviously, it depends on the age, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next one, red flag. Quickly falls in love repeatedly.
Repeatedly?
Yeah. Every time you talk to them, they're falling in love with a new person.
Oh, well, that's annoying.
Yeah. These people they're not actually in love. They're in lust.
Maybe they're doing Molly every day.
Probably.
I don't understand why. How can you?
All right, next red flag. Girls who obsessively talk about their corporate job.
What
corporate job is like you work at like a bank or you work.
So annoying.
You
I don't
work
want
for like
hear
a big
this.
Law firm.
I don't want to
you
hear
You know,
about
and she
this.
Just wants to talk about this. It's so fucking annoying. Like,
yeah, no.
Shut up. No one cares about your dumbass corporate job. Like you, oh my God, I dated so many women like that in New York City. It was so annoying. They started talking about like, you know.
We're against violence.
Yeah. But oh my God, it was like they always worked at Toilet and Douche, Deloitte and Touche, you know, other big like accounting firms or law firms. They just love to talk about that shit. So, anyways, end rant. That's a red flag. Anyone who's that angry about, like me, I'm a red flag. So, next one argues or becomes the loudest person in the room when a subject she is not a master in comes up. Understand?
When she speaks about something that she doesn't know.
But she gets really angry and
no.
Like becomes like obsessed about it, you know?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's annoying. Girls who hate to cook and only like to eat out.
No. Red flag.
For sure, red flag.
No, you know, like sometimes, like I have a mood that like 1 month I cook like every day, 3 times per day, and 1 month I'm sick of it and I want to go to the restaurant. But like girls who just hate cook is trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They only want to eat out. It's dicey. You know, how are you going to have a relationship with someone who only wants to eat out?
And they will gain so much weight. Can you imagine? It's like it's so not healthy in all those restaurants, even in healthy ones.
All right. This one's definitely going to piss some people off. Red flag. Girls who love horror movies. You love horror movies, don't you?
I don't really. I loved horror movies when I was like 14.
Okay.
I would watch them whole day long. Now I only love serial killers, murder mystery documentaries.
Okay.
I don't watch horror.
I thought you'd be on the, I thought you loved them, but you don't.
No,
watch them.
I don't. I only like that one, Get Out. But it was like so professional.
I think girls who love horror movies, I don't know, they could something's maybe loose. These screws are loose. I mean, it's okay to like the occasional horror movie, of course, but it's like you're obsessed with horror movies. I don't know, you got some.
But what's the difference? I'm obsessed with the real stories. I'm obsessed with like,
well, you're obsessed
documentaries.
With fairness and legality and understanding that stuff. It's like deeper things. Right? Horror movies are typically like
they're stupid.
Yeah. Exactly.
Most of them.
They're just trying to get like this an emotional response. I think that's probably getting down to the real issue.
The problem
is they just want to feel scared. They just want to feel like right? It's not like these are deep, like horror movies are typically like very low budget, very cheap to make.
Yeah, but there are a few of them that are really good and they're worth to watch them, but it's like a few.
Okay. Next one. Girls who think cleaning, laundry, and other domesticated chores are beneath.
Who cleans their panties for them?
I don't know. Laundry or maids, or that's some.
She makes so much money to pay for it.
Of course. That's why it's a red flag, right? Yeah.
I mean,
you should be able to do your own
damn
chores.
If she's a rich bitch and she's like, can afford a cleaner, then yes. But if she can't, who will clean it for her? I don't understand.
All right. Next one. Bottle service girls. Kind of like, you know,
strippers.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, these girls just know how to. They know how to work. You know, dangerous to date. They know how to work it.
And
so,
and the thing that they just like work at night.
Yeah,
like the way like
they probably hate to go out and party because
they're there every day.
They're there. Okay, waitresses at strip clubs. Again, same reason.
I've never been to to strip club. I don't know.
Well, waitress is, she doesn't work at the strip club as a stripper, mm-hmm. but she's a waitress, right?
I mean, if it's a poor student girl who needs to pay for her apartments and she can't find anything else and there are good money, she's not a stripper, she's a waiter. I mean, I've never been, I didn't see who are those girls, but it can be just a student.
Next one. Girls who work at tanning salons.
What's wrong with the girls in tanning salons? This is insane. Girls who work in the coffee shops.
No, tanning salons specifically because they just work there because they want free tans typically. Like, why would you work at a tanning salon?
Because you like beauty industry. It's the same. Why would you work in nails? You want free nails. Why do you work in the hair salon? Because you want to have free haircut?
I mean, but how much tanning do you need?
Look, better to have tanning, fake tanning, than like be
That's
under
true.
Sun and get the radiation on your body.
All right.
I think it's a healthier way.
I think we're almost to 50 and you still don't have any of these, right?
No.
Have you had one red flag yet? Go me.
I can be loud, but I never loud about the topic that
you don't know.
I'm only loud if I'm sure.
I think there was like one half red flag, but pretty good. Zero out of, you know, 40 something so far. Next one, red flag. Girls.
You had already five and we don't even discuss
which
boys.
Ones? Whatever. Girls. if she has a tramp stamp. A tramp stamp is a tattoo on her lower back right above her ass.
Oh. And usually, first, like, I don't like any tattoos and I would never put them, but maybe it's because I'm a model. For me, it's totally red flag. But
I think whoever wrote this one was like, if they have a tramp stamp, they're a tramp, right?
What is tramp?
Tramp's a slut.
No? I mean, maybe you were like 16 and you put it because you were stupid. And now, like, you
red flag.
I mean, you know, you cannot judge people for their teenager years, but I don't like it, but I wouldn't judge much.
Okay.
On that one.
Next red flag: girls who love lifted trucks, dirt biking.
Oh my god, it's you!
Dirt.
Red
wait,
flag.
No. I'm a guy. I'm allowed to like that stuff.
No, but
I
it's
used
a red
to like
flag.
It. Hold on, let me finish it. Girls who love lifted trucks, dirt biking, and other white trash activities.
So bad. I don't Sorry. Even like guys
so
who
judgy.
Like lift trucks. It's so ugly.
I had the sickest lifted truck.
So
I gotta say it like that too. I had a cool lifted truck as a high schooler, right? Now I would never buy a lifted truck. I like to ride dirt bikes and I like off-roading and stuff, but like I don't love it. That's the difference. You can like it, you just can't love it. Get on this list for red flag.
Yeah, that's weird. And she probably, that girl probably drinks beer.
For sure.
For sure.
All right. If she has friends who are super fat, foul-mouthed chicks, she's an undercover white trash.
Usually. Like,
you know what I mean? Foul-mouthed. It's like her friends, if she has a friend who's like fat and really loud and swearing all the time, it's like, why would you be friends with that person?
No, I know, like, I had, like, a few acquaintances. They had, like, super, I can't say that someone is ugly, but, like, not the same level, like, girlfriend, just on purpose to make all people
like
her.
Yeah, but was this girl extremely obnoxious?
No, she was really nice.
Okay,
and she would bring on parties that other girl, and obviously that everyone likes her, not her girlfriend, and it's like she was doing this on purpose. But it's a trouble if you need to like have like not so beautiful friend to like get the, you know, attention. I think it's also red flag. But
yeah, that would probably be a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe they're friends for, you know, forever. But it's like if she only goes out with a girl who's significant,
she did
really uglier.
Yes, it's weird.
She's trying to, you know, just, you know, feel extra good or something. Red flag. Girls who use douchebag as a salutation. Like, hey, what up, douchebag?
If someone will tell me this, I would not speak to that person. That's bad.
I know a few girls that say stuff like that. It's just like kind of like the foul mouth one. Red flag. Botox under 30.
Oh, it's a total red flag. When I see girls that's like, sometimes I see girls and I think, oh my god, she looks like so good for being probably like 32. She looks amazing. And after I find out that they're like my age, they're like 24, you know?
If you do a lot of, you know, plastic work or filler, that sort of stuff, you end up looking old really quickly.
Yeah.
So if she's under 30, she's already doing Botox. She's going to look pretty bad in her really 40s soon, and 50s. So huge red flag. All right, this one, here we go. Red flag. Virgins who will take it in the ass and still claim to be a virgin.
That's I knew girls like that. And I was like, what? Okay.
Like, you are not a virgin.
Anal sex. It's not just anal.
Exactly. Next one. If her father is uber wealthy.
Uber?
Like ultra wealthy.
Uber? Like a taxi?
Well, Uber.
It's like, what?
Uber means like exceptionally like awesome. It's like uber wealthy means exceptionally wealthy. Ultra wealthy is another way to say it. Like, if her dad is like, he's a billionaire, right?
No, she can't date because her dad is a billionaire.
No, it's a red flag.
She's a red flag.
Well, I mean, good luck living up to, you know, if you're also not like a billionaire, you're listening to this podcast and you're dating. I mean, listen, if you're dating a girl who's a dad, I mean, that's good.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't mean that that dad is like insane and he's bad and he will judge you. He doesn't care. He wants his daughter to be happy.
The point is, she might be extremely like, you know, accustomed to a certain lifestyle that maybe you can't provide.
I mean, yeah, it happens. But if you can, why is it the problem?
It's just a red flag. It's like, if she's extremely wealthy, yeah, it could be a problem down the road.
I mean,
right?
Obviously, if you make $5,000 per month and she spends like $50 per month, that
right.
You just can't maintain the same lifestyle. But like, if you can,
right,
it's not the red flag.
All right, you're going to love this one. They have or love pit bulls.
Oh my God. It's bad.
Huge red flag. Like, if you're going to get a dog and you're a girl and you get a freaking pit bull, you're just asking.
A killer dog.
You're asking for a lawsuit. Any killer dog,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, any dog who can kill you or can kill it. Like, I mean, some dogs obviously can, you know, like you have a husky, mm-hmm. right? And I have a German Shepherd mix, right? But he's not like a killer German Shepherd. Some German Shepherds can be very, you know, aggressive, but Wiley is not that, right? And Texas is like the biggest lover ever. Mm-hmm. But like, if you get like a pit bull, it's so dicey. You know, it's like, why would you get a dog that's such a huge liability? Usually you've got all sorts of other sort of issues going on. All right, next one. Girls who hang out with seedy characters, like drug dealers, that sort of thing. But I mean, that's kind of a dumb generic one. Of course, she hangs out with seedy characters. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Girls who are obsessed with a particular type of man in uniform. Like, if she's obsessed with firefighters, or if she's obsessed with policemen.
Why is she not?
I mean,
like, she obsessed with policemen. She wants to date a policeman. Why is it a problem?
If you're not a policeman, you're dating a girl who's obsessed with a fireman, and you're not who is obsessed with a man in uniform, but you're not that guy. Red flag.
Yeah, then it's weird.
Right? Yeah. Girls who don't have Instagram, huge red flag.
She probably has one, but she doesn't.
Exactly.
I mean, I know some girls but it's more girls like 35 plus. Some of them, they're just like too busy to have it. And they have some maybe like Twitter or like Facebook or something. And like, some girls are not like social in the way they don't want to post about their life. And some girls have like boring
lives.
It's
just so normal to have one. It's like, if you don't have one, it's kind of a red flag. Next one, red flag. Girls who refuse to drink protein shakes. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. It's like,
I mean, but why would you refuse to drink
protein shakes? Girls who refuse to eat sushi. Girls who refuse wear sandals. Girls who refuse, I don't know.
I mean, if you're not willing to eat a protein shake, it's like, I don't know.
If you don't want a protein shake.
Like, you know, you will never drink a protein shake.
Who cares? Who put it there? It's such a stupid idiot who likes protein shakes put it there. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like,
that
I hate cinema. I refuse to eat cinema. And
that's
what?
Different. That's different.
Maria's red flag. No. She doesn't eat cinnamon.
The cinnamon's different, I think. The point is, like, a protein shake is, like, something to eat, you know, before or after a workout. And it's like, I will eat that only
She doesn't want.
All right.
She doesn't want. She wants
to be
skinny. She doesn't
one.
Want extra protein.
All right. Next red flag. Girls who post nondescript, condescending bullshit like, sometime you just don't know who your real friends are.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
That's a pretty good one. Like if they're posting that shit on social media, it's like, why would you post that? It's so lame. All right. Girls who have their Instagram or Facebook profile pic on a yacht.
She's rich because...
No, like a bikini yacht, like a boats and hoes.
Okay, if my dad has a yacht, then I love...
It's only your profile picture. You can have a photo of yourself on a yacht in your Instagram. It's just your profile
I don't have photo. Any picture on the yacht.
I know, but I'm saying if a girl's profile photo is in a bikini on a yacht, that's her profile photo, that's a little dicey. That's kind of a red flag.
It depends what is her lifestyle. If she's,
well, she's obviously looking for attention.
I mean, if the girl likes... how do you call this sport? When you're like sailing?
Swimming?
Sailing?
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 Yeah.
If the girl is just a
not
sailor.
That sort of yacht. That's a sailboat. Not a. I'm talking about a yacht. Like a, you know, like she's looking hot. It's her profile picture. Her main photo is like her posing in a bikini on a yacht. It's a red flag.
Maybe the guy wants a really hot girl.
Yeah, but if you're only going for hot, that's a problem, right? Like you should find a girl who's hot and cool and has a good head on her shoulders.
But if he doesn't want her to have a long relationship, he just wants to.
That's exactly what I said. If you're just trying to fuck, these don't matter.
Okay.
It's a red flag for marriage, remember? Okay.
I mean, it's weird, but
it's a red flag.
Depends what is her lifestyle is.
Yeah, and if her lifestyle is her constantly being on yachts.
She's super rich and her parents
I'm not talking about
yachts.
That. I'm talking about the girl who's like a sugar baby.
No,
it's
bad.
Obviously. Yeah, a girl who's super rich where her parents own yachts would never have her profile photo of her in a bikini on a yacht, right? Ever. She would be very classy and, you know, this wouldn't happen.
Okay.
All right. Next red flag. Girls who have at least four different colors in their hair.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Right? Like multiple colors, right? It's like they're... Probably have a few screws loose in their head. Next red flag. girls who wear Juicy Couture sweatsuits that say juicy on the ass.
Say juicy?
Ever seen this?
No.
They're out of style. So, this, you know, this list is a little bit old. So, all right.
I don't think you will find any.
This one's hilarious. Red flag. Girls who are from Barcelona. Who speak perfect English, but when asked where she is from, says Barcelona. You think that's a red flag?
I think in Barcelona they pronounce Barcelona.
They say Barcelona, right? But if she speaks perfect English, right, and you ask her where she's from, and she says Barcelona.
When you ask my name, I don't say Maria as you say in America. I say Maria as you say in Ukraine.
But that's your name. That's different.
No, but it's the same. Like in America, you pronounce my name. All of you say always Maria, Maria.
You say Maria.
I say Maria.
Maria.
When people ask my name, I say Maria. It's because it's how my name sounds. And after you say Maria, but they never say Maria.
It would be like a girl from Paris. She's in America, right? And you ask her, and she speaks perfect English.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask, where are you from? And she goes, Paris.
I don't think it's cute.
Yeah, I think it's a red flag.
You're so bad.
Barcelona.
Like, come on, man. Like, you have so many red flags. And I did marry you.
All right. Next one. Red flag. Girls who ask how many other girls you're dating on date number two. Too early to ask.
I would never ask.
Of course.
Just like how many girls are dating? It's weird.
It's weird. There was another one like that earlier. Next red flag. Girls who date younger guys. I don't think I've ever met a normal girl that dated like significantly younger guys.
It's weird, right?
Girl who dates younger guys?
Yeah.
Wow. She's sugar mommy.
I mean, that's a red flag. If you start dating a girl and you found out she dated a ton of younger guys.
My friend, I know. She's like 35. She dates like 17 years old.
Okay. But what if she started dating a guy who was like 40? Do you think that wouldn't be a red flag for him? I think it'd be a red flag.
Like, I think love doesn't have age.
Well, this isn't girls who date older guys. That's like, if
you're... Maybe you can date whatever age you want.
If we have a 17-year age difference, right?
If it's legal, if it's legal, you can date any date, any age you want. And I don't think it's a red flag.
Okay. Next one. Girls who always talk about what they want to do, but they never follow through with anything.
Oh, I hate that kind of people.
Yeah, that's annoying. Next red flag. Girls who literally drink while they drive.
Drink alcohol?
Yeah.
I've never seen something like this.
Girls who casually mention previous domestic abuse instances on a first date. Definitely a red flag. If you're talking to a girl who's talking about domestic abuse on a first date.
I think you're becoming an abuser here. The person being abused and just want to share her experience.
So these are now getting ridiculous, but these are kind of funny. Girls who move to Vegas ever for any reason.
Who wrote this list? I think we waste our time on this list because I have zero trust to the person who say that the girls who doesn't like sushi is a red flag.
I mean, some of them are ridiculous. I agree, but some are good. That's why I'm asking you for your opinion. Girls who can't look in a mirror without doing a duck face.
It was in like 2012, man.
Yeah. All right. Drives like a man. Bobs and weaves aggressively.
Doing this right now? Really? Have you seen a person like that?
Some of these were written a long time ago. Red flag. She drives like a man. Extremely aggressive. Leans back and drives with one arm. That's definitely a red flag. You see a girl driving like that. This is super masculine.
If she's a masculine girl, you can change it.
All right. Red flag. Girls who talk about big dicks, aka size queens. If you don't have a big dick, that's a red flag. Next red flag. Girls who think porn is gross and refuse to watch it.
I agree. It's gross.
Yeah, but you've watched it before.
Yeah, but
I
never liked
to watch it.
Yeah, I don't refuse, but I never liked it.
I mean, you watched it sometimes, so.
I know, but.
You never refused to watch it.
But it's not like I will ever watch it. Like, because it's a fight with your mental health.
Yeah, I mean, if you consistently watch it, for sure.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can watch it, like, once a year.
Girl who has porn bookmarked on her computer.
Porn?
Bookmarked. Like, she has a tab saved of porn on her computer.
That's where.
That's a red flag.
You have two red flags. If she doesn't watch, she's red flag. If she really watches, she's a red flag. It's like, doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that's life, right? If you're, like, on the outlier situation, it's probably a red flag. Next red flag. Girl who doesn't like having her pussy licked.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, she probably has some, you know, big time sort of sexual issues and see a therapist because who doesn't like that, right? Like, not
it's
judging.
Some
it's just a red flag. It's an insecurity, right?
I don't think it's a red flag. It's insecurity and you won't have enjoy full sexual life with that person. But I like can call it red flag as well.
All right, these next ones are not really red flags, but they're just like funny. So, girls who are obsessed with country music, girls with short hair are crazy, and girls who shave their head are beyond Looney Tunes.
And also girls who shave their hair and they donate it to the cancer kids who lose their hair.
That's different. That's totally different. Like she shaves her head because she, I don't know.
Because she donated it to the...
That's different.
Yeah. But what is so different? It's just like everything I say is different. No, there are
I told
people.
You, that's not a red flag. It's just silly. It's just silly. Okay. Next one. This is funny because I just did this. If they use quote fingers to make points, they probably suck.
I agree. You do this all the time.
I'm a red flag. Oh my God.
Do I do this? No. I think I copy sometimes.
I mean, sometimes you have to do it. I do it when I'm on video because it's like,
no, but
I don't
you
do it in real
no,
life.
You do this all the time.
Not in like a
if
normal
someone,
conversation.
If someone did this just, you know, like a really rare to describe something when you really need those,
yeah.
Then yes.
I feel like that's me.
You do this all the time.
I don't think so. I'm a red flag. Red flag, if you're not a stoner and you start dating a girl who's a huge stoner, like likes weed, that's you're going to have issues. Like, it's just, it doesn't really mix well.
No, yeah, or both of you need to smoke weed or both of you shouldn't smoke weed.
Exactly.
It's the same with the drugs. It's like one of you are doing cocaine and one of you are not. It's just not the way. Or like, I don't drink and he drinks. It's also.
Yeah, but I drink
he's
how often?
He's a red flag.
I was a walking red flag, but so that's the red flag list. There's a lot of other completely ridiculous ones that I didn't list on here. But overall, what did you think of that list? I don't think you have any. So, can you pat me on the back? Found a girl with no red flags. Thank you very much. I hadn't gone through this in years, so.
You need to update and remove the sushi one.
So, if you happen to be dating a girl with a lot of those red flags, you should probably get in touch with me. We should talk about it because marrying the wrong girl is really costly. Luckily, I haven't done that. And I've worked with many clients who have, and they've told me how costly it is. So, beware of red flags, and until next time, thanks, baby. Great commentary there.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you're new to the show and digging our content, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you listen or watch. But if you're not really digging it, go ahead, just don't leave us any review at all. That'd be great. If you're feeling a little bit stuck or you just want to optimize and step up your game, we've opened up a few spots in our Inner Confidence community. We're accepting applications if you want to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, and just become a beast who gets more stuff done. To learn more and apply, go to start.innerconfidence.com.